Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, mit sagt des Brachis, Perik Tess. Mischle Gimel, Bona Bayis Chadash, if someone built a new house. Kana Kelim Chadashim, or bought new things. It doesn't have to be brand new. For him, it's new. Aymeri says, Baruch Shechianu. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Mevarech al Hara, Me'en Hatoiv. We make the bracha on difficult news, on literally bad news. In other words, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinim Melech Olam Dayana Emes. Even when it's Me'en Hatoiv, even when the bad news also has some good. L'mashal, says the Batun, recording the Gemara. Let's say water totally flooded someone's field, destroyed everything that was growing there. So he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinim Elchon Dayana Emes. But Lamaisa, the water, will make his field better when he starts planting again. So we say, no, there's bad and there's good. First make the bracha that you're makabal the bad. For that matter, Vala Toivim, the Enara, he makes the bracha on good news. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinim Elchon Matoivah Hametiv, even when the good news also has some bad news. L'mashal. Here too, the Batanura quotes from the Gemara. Let's say a person finds a metziah, finds a treasure. You know what may happen? The king may punish him for this. You were supposed to report anything you find. They could beat him with makis and take it away from him. But right now, it's good. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Hatzoyek l'sha'avar. If a person calls out to Hashem about something that happened already. Hareza tfilas shav. This is called a tfilas shav. Literally, it's a tfilah for nothing. It happened already. Kate said, for example, Hoise ishta miuberes. Let's say his wife is miuberes. She's expecting a baby. V'amran, he says, Yirotzoin, may it be your will, Hashem, shetelet ishti zachar, that my wife should have a boy. Whatever it is already. So rezu tefillah shav. It's a tefillah shav. Ay, Hashem could make nisim. You're not supposed to daven for a nes. Hoyubo b'derech. If a person was traveling on the road, v'shama kol tzvacha b'ir, he hears the sound of tzvacha, of people screaming, the ear in the city. The Amen, he says, Oive, something terrible must have happened. May it be the will of Hashem that those people, they're not from my house, raise a tefillah shav. It happened already. So chazing over our Mishnah, if someone built a new house, where he purchased new kelim, and he's happy, he makes a shechiyanu. He says, Baruch atah Hashem, l'kinim el choylem, shechiyanu, v'kimanu, v'giyanu, l'zman hazeh. So here too, if it's something that his B'nai Bayis used together with him, then possibly the brach would be Hatoiva Metiv. Then the Mishnah told us, Mevarech ala Rami en Hatoiva, something which is bad, but some good could come out of it. He still makes the Dayan Emes. The other way around as well, something that's good, but something bad can come out of it. L'maisa, now it's good, make the bracha on the good. If someone is davening for something that happened already, for example, his wife is Miuberes, and he says, Yirotzen Shetelet Ishti Zachar, that's a Tfilah Shav. Aya Kodesh Baruch Hu can make a nes. So we don't daven for a nes. Do you have a kasha on this from something you learned in Chumash? Well, if you're thinking about Leah and Dina, then you're right. The Gemara asks this kasha. It says, V'acha yaldabas v'tikra es shema Dina. What does it mean, V'achar? So Rav tells us, in Masechtas Brachos Daf Samach Amud Aleph, that Leah was done din ba'atzma. She said, Oyvei, there's supposed to be 12 shvatim. 6 from me. 4 came from Bilah and Zilpah, that's 10. If this child's going to be a Zachar, then my sister, Rachel, won't even have as much as the Shvachis will have. So even though the baby in her was a boy, it changed to a girl. That's why it says, V'tikra Shema Dina. So the Gemara says, look, that was a Nes, we're talking about the Ovas HaKadoshim, the Imas HaKadoshim. You can't compare, we're not on that Madrega. It's Maisa Nisim, we don't mention Maisa Nisim. Another teretz in the Gemara is, that was within the first 40 days. First 40 days that the woman is miyuberes, then it's still possible to change up hiderech hateva. Another example the Gemara gives, someone hears screaming and he damas, it shouldn't be from his house. It already happened. Now, if he hears them screaming, what would be a proper tefillah? Hashem, if my family is in tzara, help them. But don't daven that it shouldn't be them, it either is or isn't. It already happened. So use your tefillah where it's necessary. Use your tefillah where it could work. It's a shud. What are you crying for? Nothing. Cry, Hashem should help them. The Gemara tells us a story. Maisa Shabbat Hillel Baderech. Hillel was coming and he heard screaming. He said, I am sure it's not for my house. He didn't say, I'm davening, it shouldn't be for my house. He said, I'm sure it's not for my house. The Kasav Sofer explained that Hillel trained his family. If you're in trouble, cry to Hashem, he should help. Don't just plain scream. So if all he heard was screaming, he knew that's not from his house. His family wouldn't do that. They would cry to Hashem to help.